Anything worth doing is worth being complicated. We don't just blunder in there and start squirting tires. Some mutts do, but Drover and I are the elite forces of the security division, and we figure that anything worth doing... I've already said that. I had just fought my way to tire number two when suddenly and all of a sudden, the door flew open and an angry man leaped out. See, some drivers resent dogs marking their tires. It makes them mad, and sometimes they yell and screech and try to disrupt our mission. We have a response to this. We call it too bad. We go right on with the mission and ignore their threats and noise. No ordinary dog would dare to do that. But here on the ranch, we do it all the time. Okay, this guy leaped out of the pickup and... hang on, this gets a little scary. And he didn't respond with the usual stuff, you know, the yelling and hissing and so forth. No, sir. He did things I'd never seen before, things to which we hadn't been trained to respond to. Two twos. Are you ready for this? I'm not sure you are. It's so shocking you may want to think about it for a minute. If you decide to skip over the scary part, that'll be okay. Go directly to chapter 5 and don't pause to look at chapter 4. We'll regroup on the other side, see, and nobody will call you a weenie, for example, or any other tacky name. No name calling here, honest. You be the judge. Okay, I guess some of you are still with me. Thanks. This'll be pretty rough, and I'm glad to have your support in troubled times. Here we go. This guy didn't just step out and yell. He leaped out, made claws with his hands, made fangs with his teeth, and came running towards me. Oh, and he was also growling. And he had a horrible, ugly face. Horrible! Honest, this is no exaggeration. What kind of person would do such things? I had no idea. The man was obviously some kind of... I don't know what. A disturbed person, perhaps. Even... We fed all our information straight into data control and got back a shocking message. It said that this guy had all the markings and so forth of... You better hang on for this. A vampire.